On Martha's Vineyard this summer, some history is coming back to life. The Capawack Theater, a cinema that first opened in Vineyard Haven in 1913, reopens tonight. It's been 2.5 years since it closed. And another historic movie theater on the island that closed in 2011, The Strand in Oak Bluffs, will reopen in about 3 weeks. Edgartown Resort owner Mark Snyder led the effort to refurbish the historic theaters. Thanks for being with us, Mark.
Thank you, Deb. It's great to be here.
So this all happened pretty fast. I understand you decided last summer that you wanted to reopen these theaters. Why?
These buildings are iconic buildings on the Vineyard, and they have been closed. And it's bothered so many people because these buildings represented so much happiness and memories for so many that I've been thinking about it a long time, but finally decided to do something about it starting in December. And we spent the winter negotiating agreements with the owners of the theaters and reached agreement by April and have been fast and furiously working in the building since then.
I guess. So you form a nonprofit to pay for the renovations and you get construction work going. I mean, April? Were there folks who said, I want to pitch in and help? Did you get construction workers who said, sign me up? I want to see this place refurbished?
From the start, the donors, the officials in the towns, the tradespeople have been coming out of the woodwork to help because these buildings mean so much. They're more than just inanimate objects. They are now fully air-conditioned and heated, have state-of-the-art digital equipment and sound equipment, and they can accommodate both live performances and feature films.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history? First, tell us maybe the Strand in Oak Bluffs. Give me a little sense of why it's so important.
Well, Oak Bluffs is a most fascinating history. It became the place to go after the Civil War as a destination, and it had lots of things to do. And that evolved when film came out into some of the earliest single-screen theaters at the turn of the last century.
And the Capawack in Vineyard Haven.
The Capawack's even older, and it's a gem of a building. And just like in Oak Bluffs, Vineyard Haven's a little quieter at night, but this theater will hopefully bring back a lot of life to the town in the evening and be a place that people can come and walk to and go to the movies and just have a great experience.
So what's your memory of these theaters? I mean, you must have some really good ones. Which one kind of stands out in your mind for you to be motivated enough to take this on?
Well, actually, I spent my childhood in these theaters, and I have so many memories which are actually humorous. I saw my first R-rated film, The Summer of 42, there. That was a big deal for me. And I remember going to see The Prime of Miss Jean Brodie, and I was too young to understand the more adult-like content, and I was laughing so hard, you know, because I was immature, that the person behind me bopped me in my head. So those are the type of fun memories that you want to pass on to your children, although to them these would be very dated movies, but it's that experience of being in a place that you'll share these emotions together.
Mark Snyder with the Martha's Vineyard Theater Foundation. He led the effort to restore and reopen the Capawack Theater in Vineyard Haven and the Strand Theater in Oak Bluffs. Thanks for being with us. Good luck.
Deb, thank you very much.